Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Jade, you're a local Illawarrian, aren't you?
Yes.
You're locally born and bred.
Born at Wollongong Hospital, 1980.
Oh, 1980. There you go. The same year as some song that we've played in Pick the Flick. Or
Pick the Year, and it was Another One Bites the Dust by Queen.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Here, okay, so you would know, being a local Illawarrian, you know, what the point when somebody from who's not originally from the Illawarra becomes a local, all right?
Well, we were discussing this on Friday night, actually. We're talking about when do you become a Jamboree local. Oh. And we're like, you have to have lived here for more than half your life. Yeah. So if you're 40, you had to have lived in Jamboree for 21 years before you become a local.
Is that the rules?
Yeah.
Well, that's the rule of Jamboree, apparently, yeah.
That's a rule of Barrie as well. I think it's a rule of many places. Oh, like, if you're a Novocastrian, you got to be there. If you're 40, you've got to have been there from 18.
I don't know about that.
It's the same as Wollongong. That's when you become a local.
Look,
how old are you?
That doesn't matter what age I am. I'm young for my age. I'm young for my life. I've been in Wollongong now for just over a year, and I'm starting to feel like I'm a local.
Got a long way to go, mate.
No.
Got a long way to go. Why do you think you're a local?
Well, no. Recently, I felt like I'm a local because there's areas that I'll go to. And I'll walk into a little cafe, and people say, "Hey, Damien, how's it going?" I go, "Hey, Johnny, how's it going?" We know each other. You know, like I'm part of the community. You know,
part of the crew. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is their name actually Johnny, or do you just
made that up? I've got no idea of their name, Jade.
Yeah,
I'm terrible with names. Yeah. Normally, when I go, I go, "Hey, man."
Yeah. And then if it's a chick, you go, "Hey, whoa, man."
If it's a girl, I go, "Hey, dude."
Oh, that's it. As you do.
But I've been starting to feel like, and I know things now. I know where the forest is, and I know where things are.
The forest?
You know where the forest is.
What forest?
Please inform Jade and I, people that have lived in this place for nearly 3 decades. Jade, for 4 decades. Where's the forest?
I think you call it the escarpment. I know where it is, okay?
Oh, Jade, he's such a local, darling, isn't he?
I know where it is,
God,
okay?
Oh, God, through and through.
Yesterday, I was at Fig Tree Grove, all right?
And
I was
your local.
Yeah, okay.
There you go.
And
so
once
you got that name
once
right,
you've been
good.
To Fig Tree Grove, you're a local, okay?
Yeah.
And I was there, and I was with Eric, my guitarist. We were picking up the car, and we had to go to Albion Park, okay?
Oh, hello.
Okay.
Ooh, he's going into the promised land now.
So I came out of Fig Tree Grove, and I said, "Yeah, no big deal." Eric said, "Satnav," and I went, "No, I've been here a while now. I know where I'm going."
Oh,
jeez.
Dear. Oh, dear.
All right.
A bloke who hasn't been any further south than the woolshed, hey, and you're really taking a chance.
I know how to get to Albion Park, okay?
Really?
All right.
You're at Fig Tree Grove. You need a sat-nav to get out of that car park.
I came out of Fig Tree Grove. I took a right. I headed up the Princes Highway there.
You were headed up the Princes Highway,
well,
did you?
Well, I was heading back towards...
You went down south or up?
I went up towards Wollongong direction from Fig Tree Grove, okay?
Okay, yeah.
All right.
Yep.
As I went up there, I remember you can't take a right turn.
Oh,
okay, you can't take a right turn towards the road, whatever the road's called that goes to Albion Park.
It's a freeway, yep.
So I said to Eric, "Don't worry about this, man. We'll go up by Mount St. Thomas. We'll head up that direction because I can get through Mangerton, Mount St. Thomas. I head that direction, okay?" Went up there. And I said, "Eric, maybe throw on the sat nav now just because I kind of losing my direction."
No. Wait, Jade, how long does it take you to get from Wollongong to Albion Park? How long would it take you?
Oh, like 20 minutes?
Yeah. Damien, how long did it take you to get from Wollongong to Albion Park? And do not lie.
Okay, well, look, when I got up to Mount St. Thomas, the things they go straight. I didn't go straight. I headed back towards Wollongong.
Oh, God, this is an hour and a half.
And then I followed. Then we turn on the sat nav. A few moments later, I'm coming down the street and going, "Oh, Jesus, it looks really familiar." Up ahead was Fig Tree Grove. A half an hour had passed. And I was back at Fig Tree Grove.
So what you're trying to tell us is Eric's still in the car and you just said to him, "Mate, I'll just stop in and do my shift at work and then we'll go to Albion Park."
Yeah. We'll get there, don't worry.
Yeah.
And yes.
Damien is releasing a brand new album shortly. This is the title track from it. And the album will be called Driving Miss Damien.
You bet it will. You bet it will.
We got the lady.
Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Damien and Jade's topic train is coming. Damien and Jade's
Topic Train. All right, so the Topic Train gives us a couple of big issues going around the net and stories that we just go, wow, what? Yep. And Jade and Damien tell us a bit of a story about the same astonishing moment when a football fan has carried 48 beers in one go.
Oh, my God.
What?
One
what?
Go. So he had trays of like eight and he's carried them six high.
What
eight,
legend.
Six is 48. So in front of a cheering crowd, and they've all people taking photos
he's,
and videos.
He's got to be in the next Avengers movies.
Exactly.
Honestly, he is a hero. If he doesn't become a life member after that stunt,
exactly
I don't know
right.
what will happen.
So EPL over there, the English Premier League, has just started. Thirsty 23-year-old, they're calling him, became a cult hero over the weekend in front of so many fans.
How cool is that?
Want to ask you, though, this guy carried 48 beers back from the bar. Jade, Damien, who's that one mate who always manages to get out of a shout?
Oh, come on.
Ooh, out of the shout. Oh. I remember I played in a touch team many moons ago when I used to do exercise for fun. And there was this one guy who was new to our touch team. He came a couple of games in. And then the first night, because we'd always go to Jamboree Pub after the game, everyone would go there and have a couple of drinks. The first night, he was so generous. He was getting shots for everyone. And you're like, oh, my God, this guy's a legend. Mm. I really feel like that he thought that first night was going to cover him for the rest of the season. Because every week from then on, we do a shout and he would always end up being near the end because everyone else would go, I'll get the next one, I'll get the next one. He wouldn't say anything. And then he'd just smoke bomb. He would actually leave without telling anyone and not shouting either.
It's a classic move. I mean, and you gotta give credit. It takes a lot of confidence to do it.
Mm. There's always that one guy, though, you know, like, and you're right, Jade. You know, when you've got a sitting around a table of five, there's always one guy who, oh, I've got to go to the bathroom.
Or somebody else gets it. I left my wallet at home.
What about you, Damien?
There's a guy I used to play with years ago when I first arrived in Australia. And no matter when we went anywhere, I constantly had to buy the drinks.
Yep.
Always. Mm. He wouldn't actually move. He'd watch it. You know, my beer would come to an end and he would watch. Mm. And eventually, you know, he'd know I would go, well, we have one more. And then he'd let me go up. And eventually I took him aside and I said, man, I got to be totally honest with you. You're being a bit tight.
Oh,
and he said, I don't understand what you mean. I said, well, so every time we go out, I buy every single drink. And we completely fell out.
Really?
Wasn't so much of a mate.
It dropped
ended in tears. That was it.
Right. He was like, oh, well, sorry. Okay, see your gravy train. I'll go find another.
That's right.
Clearly the friendship was over if you weren't buying him beers.
There's nothing
anymore.
Worse when you are in that chat. And you know you're in a shout when you go to a pub with, say, you know, the three of us went. The first person, I always like that first beer to just get it in. And when you get it in, everybody else sits and watches, and it's empty. You got to sit there and go,
yeah, come on, move it along, move it along.
That's common courtesy.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, you're right, Joe.
We have a friend as well who every time we'd all go out, drinks, we'd get around and all the rest, and then she would roam up and get herself a little mini champagne in between.
Ooh, a tweener.
A little mini champagne.
You go, well,
wait, and, I like a tweener.
And then she'd have her mini champagne, so then the next round would come around, but she'd go, no, I'm all right.
Oh,
that's another stealth move.
You've got
isn't
a
it?
Lot of tight friends, Damien.
I
okay,
know.
Let's move on to the next topic train. And Dragons' new recruit George Burgess, he faces court over a road rage incident. Check this out: the Dragons player, he's been spared a conviction over a road rage incident where he snatched a truck driver's phone and smashed it on a Wollongong roadway.
Oh, geez, wow. George.
I mean, let's face it, truckies across the Illawarra, they're big men. They're big, beefy men. And George Burgess, like, you got to be, you're taking on a truckie.
I'd say he'd be pretty beefy himself, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
And what's the context of that? Because for him to go get a phone, was the truckie driving erratically and he was on his phone at the same time and that's why he felt the need to get his phone and smash it?
Wollongong roadway. So, you know, the truckie's probably going, hey, you that South's guy? Maybe that was it, but he didn't realise that he was coming to the Dragons next year.
Just stay in your car.
Yeah,
jeez.
Exactly. The point is, have you ever seen a road rage incident?
Well, I've seen one once where somebody got out of their car at the traffic lights and then went to the car in front of them and was banging on their window and trying to get them to roll down their window and hurling abuse and all that jazz. And then the lights went green and the person just drove off and that person was left in the middle of the road yelling at no one and then was like, oh, crap, I better get back in my car because all the traffic was going around him. Everyone was beeping their horns.
Well, I love that. I love that.
Yeah.
Look, I've been fortunate that I've never really come across a road rage incident, but my mother actually stumbled upon an incident on the road, which was absolutely terrible. There was a movie a couple of years back called Gearin, Veronica Gearin, starring Cate Blanchett. It was about a journalist in Ireland who was uncovering the drug world in Ireland. And anyway, she was at a traffic lights and this motorbike arrived up. Somebody got out off the back of the motorbike, the Papillion passenger, and shot the lady.
My mother
was at the traffic lights, the red lights, looking across. She was nervous about traveling all the way to Dublin. She's not comfortable with driving. And she happened to be at the lights, red. She looked right across and
witnessed
the whole thing. Yeah.
Watched somebody get assassinated right in front
of
her eyes.
Oh, it was a busy intersection. Like, loads of people were at this particular intersection. It's one of the big intersections in Ireland. And of all the times that my mother happened to be there, and I don't think she ever drove to Dublin again.
I was going to say, you've never been in Dublin ever again.
No, it was a terrible case. But all the things to see.
Now that is a road rage incident. And this was...
Damien and Jade's Topic Train is coming. Damien and Jade's Topic Train. Topic Train.
Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
We've all got that auntie or that female relative. Yeah. You know the one. When you see them, you catch up for them, like with them at a family event. Maybe it's Christmas or at a party. And they come in for a kiss. And they've got big, fat lady facial hair. Sticking out of their face, like or a bit on their chin or, you know, a little bit of an old lady mo. Arnie Cole's the one in our family, has the few little grey wisps hanging out of the chin.
Can I ask, does Arnie Cole listen to Wave FM this morning?
Well, I'm only saying this because all my other aunties and uncles are in New Zealand, not listening. And then Arnie Cole is over in LA living with her son. So I feel like I'm pretty safe. And God love Arnie Cole to bits. I love her. But she's that auntie too. When she goes in for a kiss, it's like the mouth parts and it's like a slobbery kiss. Like you get it straight on the lips and there's no escaping it. And to who, you know, COVID doesn't even matter. COVID restrictions don't exist in Arnie Cole's world.
The only kissing on lips that should ever happen is between lovers. and that is it. You know,
You can't. She gets you though. You try and move, but she'll actually hold you by either side of your head and pull you in for the kiss. Yeah. So, and we always often joke about it because, like, with my husband, she's like Milko. She's straight in there. Arnie Cole's going to get you.
Out.
She's
going to. Here comes Arnie Cole. She's got her hands out and the tongue's coming out.
A wet, licorice one.
You're not far off, boys. You're not far off. But, and the thing is, too, they've like the big grey wispy hairs. But you know what? Yesterday I discovered I've got a big hair growing out from under my chin.
Jade, she's your auntie. Therefore, that means
it's hereditary. It's in the family.
Hello.
It's happened. I've reached the stage in my life where I'm getting big random hairs coming out of my face. And then Alani and I took a picture out the backyard yesterday. And I've noticed in the picture too, I've got peach fuzz at the sides of my face. So if you look in the light, I've got a peach fuzz beard. Like, honestly, I've got full sideburns again on the side and I've got big fat chin hairs coming out the bottom of my chin. Like,
I'm just Googling right now, Coco Chai facial fuzz removal. Yep, they do it.
They do. They just cover your entire face in beeswax and a piece of paper and just pull it.
Well, look, if anyone is on the search for Bigfoot, I'll tell you what, I think I've discovered the Yeti.
She's living in Jamboree.
Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
The whole unboxing of things that you buy online, it just goes from strength to strength. The other day I mentioned to you guys that we recently bought an appliance. It was a fruit grinder. No, what they're not called fruit grinders. What are they called? Blender.
A blender. A fruit grinder.
Fruit Grind is a website you've been on, mate, all right?
Oh, my gosh, please. No it's more where one fruit fancies another fruit, then they meet up.
Then they hop in the blender together and get jiggy with it.
All right.
Get juicy with it.
No, it wasn't. Okay, so it's a blender. Anyway, when we unpacked it, now it was a pre-owned, pre-loved blender, which is fair enough. So we didn't expect it to be in perfect condition or anything like that. Opened up the box, and inside the box, there was a little velvet case. Inside that velvet case, there was a bong, all right? B-O-N-G.
Blows my mind. I can't believe that you found that, of all things,
the
inside.
The bong would blow your mind, Jade.
Well, it would, actually. Literally blow your mind.
And it was clearly the pre-loved part of this whole contraption. The blender didn't look like it had ever been used, but I tell you what, the bong certainly had.
It certainly was. Yeah.
It had residue. Boom, boom, boom. But, you know, again, it's after happening just yesterday again, you know, purchasing clothes online and the clothes arriving and lo and behold, in the midst of it all, there's like just a random t-shirt that that's just there, and you go,
we didn't order this
and actually strange size as well, extra large, and like, oh,
jeez. Oh, no one's fitting into that in your place. Do me a favour, bring it in tomorrow, will you?
Australia would love it.
It's in my car.
Love it.
But, I mean, we've all experienced this, haven't we? Jade, you must have experienced it. You buy a lot of things online.
Oh, I buy heaps of stuff online. I remember I had something similar happen to me where I bought some socks and underwear from Booty. They're like a bamboo thing. And then I got a pair of, like, bike shorts in there. And my moral conscience was like, I should probably let them know. But then I tried them on and they fit perfectly and they're the best bike shorts I've ever owned.
Oh,
and
so I went on to buy. You're never using them.
Pardon?
You're never using them to ride a
she
bike.
She rides to work every morning when.
No, they're bike. They're just like, it's like active wear. I use the old school term of bike shorts because they're shorts. So I just wear active wear around the house.
Yeah.
Getting out of bed's an active event.
Yeah.
I ended up going on and buying like four more pairs of them because I liked them that much.
Ooh, you reckon it was a, the subliminal message they gave you one free and then you go, ooh, this is great. I'm going to buy more of this.
Yeah.
I'll buy more. $60
a bad technique, actually.
Hey, everybody gets stuff, though. You know, and look, because we're all ordering so much stuff online and it's just parcels are going left, right and centre from packaging places and I've got friends that have had things delivered and when you unbox it, they go, what is this?
Didn't you get a whole bunch of lingerie recently?
Yeah, we did. Yeah, lingerie, not in Tanya's size either, just quietly.
It was in your size. Didn't you order it?
Oddly enough, it was.
He was on the sherbets one night. Yeah. Well, I'll look good in this.
This will fit me. These suspenders will be great. So we thought, you know what, because there's so many parcels going right across Australia, Illawarra, you would have got a parcel that wasn't yours. What was in it? When you opened up the box, you went, oh, hello, I'm keeping this. Or did you get a parcel and you just went, what is this crap?
Oh, my God, yeah.
So random. Sometimes you get random stuff.
You do. You're right.
Oh, Wayno, hello, tell us. What unexpected thing did you find when you unboxed?
Being a motor enthusiast, I thought I'd go and buy myself one of these V8 engine barbecues. So it's a barbecue that you cook your regular barbecue on. It looks like a V8 engine. It looks flash.
Yeah.
So I ordered this and paid for it, fortunately, through PayPal. Yeah. And then what actually arrived in the mail from that company was a pair of children's undies with a little chocolate starfish sewn onto them.
Not quite what you were expecting.
Did they fit, Wayne?
Not quite what we thought we were going to receive.
No.
How do they get that wrong?
I mean, honestly, how can you get that wrong?
In Dapto, we've got Tracy.
Well, a package arrived in a box, and it was, well, you could fit like a small animal in it. That's the size of the box.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
And so it was very curious because I thought, I've ordered a lot of stuff and I don't even know what's showing up these days.
You and me both.
We're all together unpackaging this box to find out what it is, and there's a whole, pretty much a whole ream of paper in there, scrunched up. We're taking it all out. And then at the bottom of the box, it was just two little eco-friendly toothbrushes that I had ordered for the children.
Oh, no. So eco-friendly toothbrushes, yet they'd wasted an entire rainforest to get it to you.
To get it to you.
Oh, no.
Jeez, they're really protecting those toothbrushes.
Yes. Yeah, they really are.
Really caring for them.
They're an endangered species.
We're off to Kymer Downs, and Marie's online.
Well, yeah, it's another one of those lockdown purchases, you know. So I decided that I wanted a new Duna cover, so I sent away for it because I thought, oh, it's a bargain because I've got a king size bed, so I had to pay the bit extra to get the bigger one. Looking forward to it coming, and a little parcel with a pair of plastic sunglasses arrived instead.
Damned.
I mean, did you keep the sunglasses?
Yeah, I did. They were like, you know, very, very cheap, nasty things. So I did contact them. They said, oh, that was a mistake. You'll need to post them back to us in Wuhan, China. Like, that's the last thing I really wanted to hear when we're in the middle of a pandemic. I'm sending something back to China. But I thought, oh, I'm not going to do that. So I kept going on and on and on. But nah, they said not unless they get their $2 sunglasses back, would they?
Wow.
But that was their mistake.
Yeah, exactly. They should have been paying for it to go
back. Where's your sheets? The problem with being in China, it's not like you're going to go knock on the door of their showroom or their shop and go,
I'm coming around, all right?
Yeah.
See you in 2 days.
People have gotten, when they've unboxed that package, it's just extraordinary
stuff that we get.
I'm
so glad we can go shopping now.
You will have, that's right.
LGA.
Yep, absolutely. And actually get the thing you really do want.